Well, that's the reason why you call them Sony Ligora. When you drill that hole by the throat part, the blood comes out while they're hanging upside down, so there won't be blood in there. You just go back and forth with that stick through the throat and Okay, when you take the guts out, all the guts out, you call that squirrel Iluilak. Ilu means stomach, or you know, and it means nothing in there. Iluilak. So interesting, huh? He said they're heavy, these ground squirrels, so you don't pack as many. You want just a few at a time because they're heavy. Okay, this is what you call a mother squirrel. He said the skin is not so good all year round because it's a mother squirrel. It bears those little squirrels. When you're gonna cook roast ground squirrel, it's so fat. The belly part mostly, you have to cut it all around like this and not cook the fatty part because it's too fat. So when you gather all these fats, leftover fats, you put them in this kuhlutak skin. Just like when we were talking about that seal oil container made out of rabbit skin. That's what you do with these fats too. Put them in that mother squirrel skin and take them home with you. If you try to roast a squirrel with all that fat, he said it's too fat, so you just take the belly parts off where there's so much fat and put them in this skin.
Tam natara ta nashabak shikshik poma mandik pukluva takishakak tole aktamik aktak nakakiga.
Aktak?
Yeah.
So when you put them in that skin, you call it aktak. That whole thing, the skin with the fat in it, you call it aktak. He said when you got this kind home, you can take some out once in a while, thaw it out first, take some out once in a while like seal oil blubber and just eat them like that without cooking the fat. He said it tastes good because it's aged in there. It's not so fresh. So you just eat them like that. Now, Tara,
Tamarat atuat ukar me uwa terapisuk tonun makununga pakhila ta kami kabunga ku wakun tagragakta washe kalugri bingi mane pinyakta kalugri bingi nasi tetikit nyami terapitoga akshi manetman Undisit lai chat tema na yaksil ata kagiyat tana. Tema pito kakasip mangan na gayhuting. Nakakto tigirin lang at
When they're gonna hunt for bears, they usually wait where there's a place they can go and eat salmon. No, Kalugriwik is what they call it. A place where there's always salmon around. And they stay there maybe a few days in order to wait for the bear to come to the river and start fishing.
Ublomi tautungan kitman daratak na matnugo unnoy raktot pitokakak vene tumichaw rakakaktot sinyaksak wikip lugo tamanda kipalap ka nga tumichaw raitse kakaktok tak na chami uba unnoy kakse raktot tema takip yutik tak na chami unnoy sakse aming uba Tamat kunungat tumichanun kail ukpigaw ranik, kamisyu ranik, ta na авокга тумичаатигут писусунгакатин авокгасаарлу наллокиллааплуги таатнакэм унноме агьяхсигуме тутиюминьяккангани таатнакэгик пилартут таамааси агьяхсип матаатнасага юсимаарсилерлугу набик палиллаагарсиле матаама
if it didn't show up during the daytime, they still wait for it in the evening. But they, okay, there would be bear tracks along the riverbank, like this, maybe when they're looking for fish, all bear tracks. And during daytime, without trying not to step the bear tracks, they put twigs where the bear tracks are. So during the nighttime, if a bear is coming along, they can hear coming, because it'll step on these twigs and he'll make sounds. Clever, huh? So they just throw these twigs down without stepping the bear tracks, setting them like this where the bear tracks are. And if it's coming later on, it'll just step on those and they'll know it's coming.
Ublokshitiragat at lamiksul negating ilangani. Ilangani malhung niglo tat ne raktut unnomi temani tatna pitogarakta kartamut peam. Tematatna tarunga pilakatat lechet, tematat pama pull up looting, tat pavuma piraktut. Temasu blagan kaup managla tera. Temu pakkah lu itu apa bunga tiket kamu Allah terbaik tak kini semak lu ikisi ame una tak nasek kuki tu boleh agak tu terima tak nak kuki rak ninggi kan tak apa bunga tu boleh agiat
okay and when the bear is visible during the evening in the night even they can see it it's black and they just shoot it right there where they've seen it, but they don't go to it right away as soon as they shot it, because when it feels its wounds it runs away towards the forest to die back there, so they wait till the next morning to go find it. When it's feeling its wounds, gunshot wounds, he says it always make tracks with its claws out. You know, these claws, you can see them in the sand, and that's how you track the bear down and find it where it's dead. And when you shot that bear that evening, you don't go right away to it, you just wait till the next morning. And during, while you're waiting, that same evening when you shot this bear, you can wait for another one. That same evening when you shot one.
Nakotik tera tarwaba pulat lecek tera tarwaba uplume ikilile kami tarwaba pulat matne tamara megak tekata honilo tana anak tekata honilo perkhidman tera tepkilisimarau di perak tera nikangat tamara gok tatnaxi ami teb tebnya ikirine tere anguyaguklugu tere tatna ilumnishamni megaxilega imernyegaxilegariga nahoting tatnahoting tatnaxilegman tema tatna tuvletlechat tema utoqaqorsu ublaqult ikik mallogla taxit pinyarige teb chopul pullar pullaraqta
The reason why they don't go to that bear that shot right away is the bear reacts like it's always vomiting along the way when it's going towards the forest, or it'll have half bowel movement every time it's going away. And the old saying is that the bear's stomach, his stomach has to be empty in order to fight back its enemy. The person that shots him. So you don't track him down right away when you're noticing there's vomiting and waste like that. So you have to go do it the next day or the next evening, next day.
Tere tamara iyarilio aklapelu tere tana tere tana sayak pirarige junnoi am unnoi pute popularile kata kamisi.
Same thing for both black and brown bears. It's the same.
Tere pula amin. Tak dikelingun, tamara ayopek tamana, tamna, panamik nubulik tera syagakip lugu tera paktok pani tera tamara minga pisakongap lugu.
Temani suputain ngan?
Suputain ngan, kakrupening makuninga pula amik syagat lainnya sip. Takna tabru minga agla tera panamik. Tera supaktok mani tera tabru minga ikliugak sip lugu.
During the day, when they are tracking this bear, the wounded bear, they be sure and carry that spear, not bow and arrows. It's a spear that they carry. So if it's still kind of alive and start fighting back, they wounded more with that spear before the guns were around.
Wa kalau breathingnya, petam no kartu tiga laki put emak angin no kartu tiga lawan laki lak macam put tak nak cekirat tepjo ilit kuset. Pemandu kalau breathing kecane, amarame nunami tak nerek ijak rekilat laklu nali payang. Kalau penik sih tak kahlu tak nak takuk licak nikanga inyo. Sik nikta, taro pak tokop lo ne.
And it's a little different when you're hunting it out in an open space, not down by the river where they're eating salmon. Long time ago, people, when they sight a bear, they hit it with bow and arrows, you know, with an arrow. And if it gets mad, it'll come toward you. So you're ready with your spear at all times then. That's how they spear them. They got their attention first, hitting it with an arrow. And if it comes towards you, you just spear it right there. Just like what he was talking about in the earlier tapes.
Yeah. Tak nak, ikhlas.
Inuk?
Inuk.
That's how a person settles himself. You got broom of Dava?
Takip rumi mana isak tumun ni ila ayoga tak tak nak tu alak mana sih ter tak rumi yo kecakon ni tera tak ni nak reaksip lu tak no saya reaksi le aku buku kisah mata
the spearhead is made out of bone the forearm. The bone there, because there's two here, two bones that go like this, a bare bone. Yeah, it's one of them, the spearhead. And he said the wooden handle would be longer than this broom. But when the bear is coming toward you, you put the end into the ground firmly, maybe about so deep. When the bear goes for a person, he says he never get a hold of him like this, he go flat on his chest to the person. So when it's doing that, you try to hit the heart with your spear when it's coming toward you or when it's landing on you. Same for both bears, brown and black. And after you spear him through the heart, you keep when they're tying the spearhead, they make it, the tying of it really wide so it won't go through the bear. You can pull it back out and fight some more. And the bear weakens and just dies, bleed to death. So when you're attaching that spearhead to the wooden handle, I think you have to tie it so much so the spear won't go through into the chest. You have to pull it back out and fight more.
In your water at that number, water a kitakole one day. If you're there coming, or you're going to bed, dead Joe, or to get out of it. Sean Rinter and I've been reacting,
There were real brave men long time ago, and they say to the bear, you're not breaking your bones again, or you'll have to, you know. And the bear probably fights more and just dies.
Teramauna, Shatkuni coming, Shoputinik, Pinny coming. A clock Upak to diplomatic itman, Tatale, Alasoximagana, the road to Kaminik, one New York, a clam Nagaki Jarim, Upak to Honitik Jarinye, Shoputibu, not cracked it later, that not that.
Eh?
That not there. One ticket man, what a leg pet to Gardner Rock, Iglex Sartor, not a leg pet to his hanging on him.
Right arm, Mangan and Matuma,
right arm, Duncan and Madoma to Mars hanging on him. That not in Yakami, you woke up. Yakami, you popped up on it, Naman. That no Uber, Telek pet to Gardner.
Eh?
Mandago, Telek Pinyan, we ought to get later. Mandagok tadi show menyang ujau tiga tadi telah petu ngan tadi kita satu apa tadi tiga belas naga naga tok tadi kau
and when there were guns, his father told him that if the bear is coming towards him, because when the bear wants to fight, the gun won't even stop him. You know, the bear keeps coming on, so you try to go to the right arm of the bear every time he's coming towards you, because he don't fight as good as he would with his left arm. So you try to go to his right arm when he attacks you, even though you have a gun, and just keep shooting probably from that side. If you go to the left side of his arm, he'll just grab you. He says the bear don't use its right arm to fight with, except for his left arm. He says, his father says, brown bears are easier to fight because they're big and slow. You know? But he said, black bears are much faster and firmer like rocks, fight faster. Black bear skin they call Kirnyakdom Ame.
Kirnyakdom, Naklubashi, Up Yakamit Lumabani, that Nichimitako.
Kirnyakdom Ame, when they see a black bear skin. Oops, this is an A. A-M-I-A. Okay, and when they sight a black bear, like if it was moving around over there, you call it Kirnyakdok. Dam de leche a klatar ne?
A klapper et narariga. A klapper? A klapper et narariga. A klapper et narariga.
A brown bear they call a klapper. Volle kater. Dam de makbirarig op de samana perchudige nek akut puyok luga. A klapper they call brown bear. Like some people just say akla, you know, just. So this is the right name for it. And when you see a brown bear skin laying on the floor, maybe they call it dalu. Dalu means door, because they use them for doors a long time ago in their houses. Okay, when you think the bear is dead, when you go to it, you pull out the tongue, and under the tongue there's a long thing, something like this, as thin as this pen, and it's probably sharp on both ends like this. You cut a slit under through that one and take that thing off. So that's the first thing you do when you approach a dead bear. You pull the tongue out and take that thing off. And then when you take it off, you go someplace a little distance where you can find bushes or brushes. And just leave it right there. When you do that, that's you took the worm away from the bear. They call it its worm or its bug or whatever. Old people used to say you handle that with care. You know, take that thing out and bring it over where the willows are or whatever. And just leave it there.
That's the end of this tape. This subject is continued on the first part of tape 11.
Okay.
You have dogs?
No, I don't have any dogs. You got some?
Yeah.
How many?
I don't know.
You don't know?
20 or 30 of them.
20 or 30 dogs?
Mm.
That's a lot of dogs. You feed them all?
Yeah.
Yeah? Every day, huh?
Yeah.
Where do you keep your dogs?
By our house.
Over there. You got a sled?
Yeah.
You hook them up to the sled in the winter, huh?
Yeah.
Where do you go?
Down Tard Ambler or Tard Pick River. Oh. Or past dumps.
You guys go camping with the dogs?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Go hunting?
Yeah. Willem's dogs, we did. They found a caribou.
Oh, yeah?
Those leaders, and all of them found a caribou.
Want to listen to it?
Huh?
Want to listen to it?
Yeah.
Okay.